From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a small Texas town braces for a new neighbor, his two wives and their 20 kids.
First, though, President Bush goes to the Capitol to try to save the immigration bill. It stalled last week after Republicans could not agree to limit debate and go ahead with a vote. We'll spend the next few minutes getting reaction from two sides. First, immigrant groups worry that this state of limbo will hurt them. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
When the immigration bill crashed in the Senate floor late last week, it seemed to unleash a torrent of harsh feelings. At this money transfer shop in Washington, D.C., Ana Vallejos serves a clientele that's nearly 90% immigrant. Vallejos herself is from Nicaragua and says she's tired of politicians vilifying Hispanics in particular. Immigrants do their part for this country, she says. They pay taxes, they work hard. They're not just parasites who contribute nothing. Vallejos laments that illegal immigrants supporting families both here and in their home countries will continue to worry about Homeland Security raiding their workplaces and deporting them. But some advocates believe there's more disgust now than fear. Chung Hua Hong is with the New York Immigration Coalition.
The rage just shows the hypocrisy of the current, of President Bush and DHS. They're talking immigration reform from one, side of their mouths, and then from the other, they're deporting the very people who deserve to stay and to be legalized.
Advocates also worry about more efforts by states and localities to push illegal immigrants from their area. Cristina Newman Ortiz is with Voces de la Frontera, or Voices from the Border, in Wisconsin. She says even as the Senate debated, the town of Green Bay passed an anti-illegal immigrant resolution. Ortiz says it was mostly symbolic, but stung nonetheless.
The feedback we've gotten from the people that live there is that, they don't feel good living there anymore, that it's created divisiveness, that it's increased racism, and that it's like a poison in the body. And while the federal government does not act, it's giving a voice to this extreme minority position.
A number of immigrant rights groups say they'll keep up the pressure. They're organizing immigrant families from two dozen states to gather in Washington and march to the White House next week. But not everyone plans to be there. As in Congress and the public, there's also division among groups who want legalization. Sonia Ramirez of the AFL-CIO says the Senate bill was headed in the wrong direction, and immigrants just may be better off with it dead for now.
If we come back with a sense of adding more punitive measures, more onerous requirements on immigrants, then I think that, it definitely puts them in a difficult spot.
Still, Ramirez echoes other immigrant advocates who say simply doing nothing is a bad idea. Tom Snyder is with Unite Here, a textile and service industry union with a large immigrant membership.
To do nothing is really to be for amnesty, is to be for cheap labor, is to be for 15 million undocumented workers here in another couple of years and 20 million undocumented workers being here 5 years from now.
That's a prospect Snyder hopes can spur Congress to decide that tackling the immigration problem today may not be so hard after all. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.